You are Locked On Rangers, your daily Texas Rangers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On the Texas Rangers. I am Bryce Patrick of the Dallas Morning News, and I am here today to talk about the gloriously fun subject of the Rangers' home opener in 2021, why Greg Abbott refused to throw out the first pitch, and all about Major League Baseball moving the 2021 All-Star Game. But first, today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. So here we are. Tuesday, the day after the Rangers' home opener, Rangers will play another game against the Toronto Blue Jays tonight. But on Monday, the Rangers opened their stadium to host a regular season game, the first Rangers regular season game with fans for the first time in Globe Life Field history. Texas hosted 38,238 fans, and called it a sellout because that was the paid attendance, despite the actual sellout number being a little over 40,500. So you do the math on that. I'm sure there were plenty of walk-ins and tickets given away. So maybe they hit that number, maybe they didn't. But that is the largest domestic event held in the United States since American sports shut down at the end of March after the NBA shut down and basically every other sport followed suit. The decision to open up to 100% capacity came not recently, but all the way back on March 10th, after Texas Governor Greg Abbott's executive order allowing businesses to open fully without COVID restrictions. The Houston Astros are the other team in Texas. They did not take this liberty to open to 100%, even in the weeks after the governor's executive order, as vaccination numbers started to rise and hospitalizations started to decrease. Here is what the Texas Rangers had to say on their decision at the time. Quote, "We were very encouraged by the governor's office has given us a clearance to fully open Globe Life Field at the start of the 2021 Major League Baseball season." This is said by Rangers President of Business Operations and COO Neil Liebman. This is another quote. "We are fully confident that we can do this in a responsible and safe way. There is so much pent-up demand for people wanting to go to events in a safe environment," end quote. Fans would be required to wear masks, but the Rangers encouraged personal responsibility as their staff would not be able to aptly police such a large crowd, nor were their employees even trained to do so. And after a very confusing Twitter ad where a fan bought a drink, sat down, and took his mask off before he even had sat down. As soon as he got his drink, he pulled his mask off. It was a very confusing ad, but the Rangers received a lot of blowback for that ad. And they ended up pulling the ad from Twitter and did not air it on television. That was the only place that it was aired. Just kind of a weird vibe going in. We already talked about a lot this offseason about the Rangers' decision to be one of the first to make their employees come into the office. I believe that was in May of 2020. There have been a lot of other bugaboos that this team has been saddled with. And honestly, I think some very fair criticisms of them. So we're going to get into a little bit more of that later on in this episode. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll get into why Major League Baseball moved the All-Star Game, in case you missed why all that happened, and what it has to do with Governor Greg Abbott's decision not to throw out the Rangers' ceremonial first pitch, right after this word from our sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. They are a family business, serving auto parts customers online for over 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com. It's a shop for all the auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They've got literally everything you need. Engine control modules, they've got it. Brake part, tail lamps, they've got it. Motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, you can get everything you need in just a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Their catalog, it's super easy to use, and it's also pretty unique. So you can quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle, choose from the brand specifications and prices that you prefer. Best of all, these prices at rockauto.com, they're always reliably low. And they're the same for pros and do-it-yourselfers. Why'd you spend up to twice as much on the same exact parts? You wouldn't. Instead, you would go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck right Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. So let's look at what made Greg Abbott decide to be enraged with Major League Baseball and with the Texas Rangers, and what went into the decision for Major League Baseball to move their All-Star game. All of this pitching from Greg Abbott came into play on April 2nd when Major League Baseball announced that the 2021 All-Star game will be and draft would be moved from Atlanta, Georgia, in response to voter restriction laws passed in Georgia. Georgia, along with Pennsylvania, is one of the two most critical states in securing the presidency for Joe Biden. Also, there were two runoff races in Georgia that happened after the presidential election that maintained that the Democrats won control of the Senate. So the Georgia voting has been a very, very big deal in this most recent election cycle and for quite a long time. It's a big state with a lot of votes. So it's been traditionally Republican, and it has gone Democrat in this most recent election. So this move was agreed to by Major League Baseball, and the objections to these laws were also voiced by the CEOs of two of the biggest, if not the biggest, Atlanta-based corporations, the CEO of Delta Airlines, which is based in Atlanta, and also Coca-Cola, which is also based in Atlanta. Both of them have condemned the laws as being too restrictive. Here's what the AP had to say on the subject of Major League Baseball moving their All-Star game. The decision to pull the July 13th game from Atlanta's Truist Park amounts to the first economic backlash against Georgia for the voting law that Republican Governor Brian Kemp quickly signed into law on March 25th. Kemp insisted that the law's critics have mischaracterized what it does, yet GOP lawmakers adopted the changes largely in response to false claims of fraud in the 2020 elections by former President Donald Trump and his supporters. The law includes new restrictions on voting by mail and greater legislative control on how elections are run. The game will now be played in Denver at Coors Field, the home of the Rockies. After being invited to throw out the ceremonial first pitch, largely, I believe, in due to the part that he played, Governor Greg Abbott, that is, in allowing the Rangers to open to 100% capacity, Greg Abbott did not like Major League Baseball moving their All-Star game. He had some choice words for Major League Baseball and for the Rangers. So he decided to decline the Rangers' invitation, citing MLB perpetuating, quote, false political narratives about Georgia's controversial new election law. Abbott said, he also said that he will no longer participate in any event held by Major League Baseball, and that the state will not seek to host the All-Star game or any other MLB special events, which I don't think the state is actually hosting. I think it would be either the Rangers or the Astros, and I don't think any of them made any statements about not wanting to host an All-Star game. I know the Texas Rangers would. They have this brand new stadium that they really like and would really, really like to show off. And so I don't think that he speaks for the Texas Rangers when he says this. But this is a quote from his letter to the Rangers about declining their invitation. He said, quote, Major League Baseball has adopted what has turned out to be a false narrative about the election law reforms in Georgia, and based on that false narrative, moved the MLB All-Star game from Atlanta. He wrote to Rangers president and chief operating officer Neil Liebman. One reason Governor Abbott could have a problem with views on this bill is because he and many other Republicans believe they need to crack down on voter fraud, despite zero evidence of voter fraud affecting the 2020 presidential election, even in counties and states where Joe Biden, now President Joe Biden, won by narrow margins. But another reason he could be very concerned about this is because Major League Baseball will look at Texas, could look at Texas as the next voter restriction legislation that already has it in the form of Senate Bill 7, which is on the floor or coming to the floor soon. That would make it more difficult for voters to cast their votes in Texas, a bill that was advanced by a Texas Senate committee at the end of March. With Abbott out, the first pitch was thrown by Audrey Simmons, who is a teacher at Dunn Elementary School in Arlington. She tossed the baseball to Sydney Maxwell, a nurse from Medical City Healthcare. Also participating in the ceremony was a 40-year-old employee of Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas, That was Charlotte Crawford. Crawford lost her son and her husband, her son and her daughter to COVID-19. And the crowd was very warm in welcoming them. So I'm going to take another quick break. When we come back, I'll talk about the defense and lack of defense for the Rangers opening up to full capacity at the home opener, and just touch briefly on what actually happened in this really weird home opening game. But first, this word from our sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, NHL, and MLB are in full swing. Bet Online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything that you can imagine. Bet Online has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That is with the promo code LOCKEDON. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Fantasy Baseball Addicts, you now have a new resource to give you an advantage in your leagues. Locked On Fantasy Baseball. It's a daily fantasy baseball podcast hosted by veteran fantasy analyst Scott Cohen, who uses data and nearly two decades of fantasy baseball experience to offer the strategies and waiver wire pickups that lead to league wins. Follow Locked On Fantasy Baseball on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. So, lastly, in defense and in no defense of the Texas Rangers opening up to full capacity for their home opener, here's the defense. COVID cases in Dallas and Tarrant counties are not in the worst places they've been. They have been slowly declining. Hospitalizations have been declining as well as vaccination numbers are up. As of today, according to the state, 530,688 people in Dallas County have received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine, while 271,572, roughly 13.5% of the county's population, 16 and older, are fully vaccinated. And as of April 3rd, 7.3 million Texans have received at least one dose of the COVID vaccine, according to Nicole Cobbler of the Austin American-Statesman. That is just under a quarter of Texas's 29 million citizens. And yet every Texan 16 and older is now and has been eligible for at least a week for the first dose of the COVID vaccine. By the way, in case you didn't know this, the vaccines are supposed to be free. So if that is a deterrent for you and you would like to get one, they are free. Just letting you know, because some people do not know and there is no shame in not knowing, but now you know. As of Monday afternoon, there were 2,772 people hospitalized with COVID-19 in Texas hospitals, the lowest number since June 15, according to state data. Monday brought three deaths and 873 new confirmed cases in Dallas. But to go against the Rangers, Texas was not anywhere near close to these numbers when they made a decision to open to full capacity. And the state was just beginning to vaccinate adults from 50 to 65 at that point. I'm not even sure if they were actually just the regular old adults from 50 to 65 years old at that point. I think they were still on 65 and older and healthcare workers and people with pre-existing conditions at that point. Still, fewer than 4.7 million of the state's 29 million people have been fully vaccinated, which is not a very high percentage. I believe 1 out of 7, 1 out of 6. My math is not great off the top of my head. And nearly 47,750 people, or 750 Texans have died from the coronavirus. And four of the country's top 10 metro areas hardest hit by the pandemic in cumulative cases per 100,000 people have been in Texas, according to a New York Times tabulation. Number one is Eagle Pass. Number four is Laredo. El Paso is number six, and Lubbock is number seven. So that is where we stand on the Rangers opening day. Just to touch very quickly on what actually happened in the game, Mike Foltynewicz had probably the weirdest start of the Rangers season so far. The strikeout numbers were excellent. I didn't think he was going to make it nearly as far as he did through the order, but he ended up going four innings, struck out seven, allowed two home runs, walked three, allowed four hits. So a straight even nine ERA. The pitches he threw were quite a lot. He threw 95 in just four innings. Kyle Cody came in and gave up one earned run, two runs total, did not strike anybody out in two and a third innings. And then Brett DeGuth came in and had a very excellent 2 2/3 innings, struck out one, allowed just one hit, and no runs, no earned runs, no unearned runs, no home runs. Really solid outing for him. Offensively, the Rangers just did not look like they had it at all. Only 5 hits and just 2 runs scored on the day. Steven Matz looked fantastic. 9 strikeouts, just 1 earned run in 6 1/3 innings. He looked absolutely terrible last year, but he looked fantastic this year. An error by Nick Solak, an error by Charlie Culberson, pass ball by Jose Trevino. 3 double plays turned by the Rangers. The infield defense is kind of hit and miss on there. Only 1 extra base hit in this game, and of course it was by Brock Holt. But that's going to do it for today's episode. That's where we are. That's where we stand. Through 4 games this season, the Rangers have won 1. They have lost 3, and they are about where I thought they'd be in this season. It's been a rough one so far. This is a very dense, very intensely packed episode, but I felt like it was important to get you all the information you need to know and then some about what's going down, why there was drama with Greg Abbott, and what things are going to be like with the Rangers this season. Now, they're not going to stay at 100% capacity for all of the home games. It was definitely just a first couple of games kind of thing. But I'm not exactly as fully versed, as much research as I did into all of this. I only looked at this first game, so forgive me for not being as fully versed on everything else. I will get you caught up to speed by the end of the week and as things are coming out a little bit more. But more Rangers baseball tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays. Lots of fun things going on. Hopefully more Joey Gallo bombs as the week progresses. Hopefully more Nate Lowe bombs. I don't know if he's going to hit one further than 464 feet, which he hit this weekend. But we can sure as shoot, hope, and watch and enjoy what baseball we can and try and get out there when it's safe or whenever you decide that it's safe for you and your folks. So that's going to do it for today's episode. Sorry it was a little harsh, but I'm also not sorry because I want to be sure to get you the good stuff, the bad stuff, the boring stuff, and the fun stuff, cover everything that you need to know about the Texas Rangers. So